Welcome to the Archives of Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. What do psychiatrists do, and what should psychiatrists not do? What is the psyche? What is crazy? What are causes of mental dysfunction? What medicines are available to assist people with mental health problems, and what other resources are available? Answers to these questions are here in this program, the first of a two-part series recorded in the fall of 1997 about psychiatry with Dr. Richard Gardner, a practicing psychiatrist in Ukiah, California. We begin when I asked him, "What do psychiatrists do?"
Well, psychiatrists are physicians, and they specialize in illnesses that pertain to what we call the mind. And the organ that's the organ of the body that controls the mind is the brain. The brain is like the hardware, and the mind is the software or the programs to go right into a computer analogy. And so mind has a lot of ramifications and a lot of functions. It's what essentially makes us think we are who we are. It's the ability to feel and to think and to behave in certain ways and to be aware of the fact that we are feeling, thinking, and behaving. It's the thing that connects us with the world that we see that surrounds us and the world that we experience inside of us.
And this is something that we inherit and we're socialized to develop.
Right. The mind, the brain, which is the organ that allows the mind to exist, is something that we inherit both through our parents and our grandparents, etc., but also that gets formed. It's not a static organ, it is a dynamic one. It's one that is constantly changing. It's a system of electricity with 100 billion neurons firing at a rate, I've been told, of 100 billion megahertz, 100 billion actual activities going on every single second.
And all at once.
All at once, and in different directions and for different purposes. And that's happening all the time. And it's also very dynamic. In other words, pathways that are activated are remembered better than pathways that aren't activated. So, for instance, if you are currently doing logarithmic functions in mathematics, if that's what they still do in school, and then 40 years later, and you're very good at it, and you know it really well, and then 40 years later, you think, what was a logarithm, and I can't even remember that. Those pathways.